WJFF Jeffersonville, Radio Catskill.
Thanks for joining me here on another hour of Folk Plus. And today we have a fun drive and we have another host who's planned today's hour. Please welcome Andrea Hine.
So this is a pledge drive, and we're so glad to have WJFF around. The information and the music and the local events that they bring to us are so important. And the theme today is the news that WJFF brings to us and how it affects the way we decide about what we think the world should be doing. In specific, it has to do today with war and peace.
Peace, salam, shalom. 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 Peace, salam, shalom.
Front steps in their dress blues, stand on my porch in their shiny black shoes. But my front door's been jammed, broke shut since my man left home, so I tell him, come on in round the back. Yeah, my man can fix anything if you know what I mean. Make that tower piece so it don't have to lean. Lord, he make me feel safe and so secure. I just wanna jump up and sing, thank you, Lord. They hand me this letter, all bordered in black, some papers to sign and this folded up flag. They tell me he was brave, and I said, tell me something new. Why he'd climb up my roof in the rain and the snow to adjust my antenna for my favorite show. Lord, he make me feel safe and so secure. I just wanna jump up and sing, thank you, Lord. Broke kitchen table, and it's mud in the yard, and The house needs a coat of Sherwin-Williams. And just when I start feeling like life is so hard, that's when I think of him and how he's protecting us from something. Yeah, that one's my oldest. He's the oldest of five that I can barely keep clothed, fed, much less alive. Now we never had nothing, so I guess he ain't got nothing to lose. Just like his daddy, he'll go off to fight when I tuck the other four children into bed that night. Lord, I feel so safe and so secure. I just want to jump up and sing. I feel so safe and so secure. I want to jump up and sing. Lord, I feel so safe and so secure. I want to jump up and sing. Thank you, Lord.
Well, you just heard Peace, Salam, Shalom by Emma's Revolution, and you heard The Front Porch Song by Vance Gilbert. Two songs, one about the hope for peace and the other about what happens during war, what happens to the people at home during war.
The consequences, yeah. When you don't have peace, the consequences.
The consequences of war.
And I just want to say, if you're interested in supporting the station here today, get on the website, wjffradio.org, and pledge whatever you can to say, yes, you love public radio, you like the independent news, and you love the locals who come out and support the airwaves of WJFF. So go to wjffradio.org.
That's wjffradio.org. The role of JFF in bringing news to this area can't be overestimated. And when we hear the news from so many different sources, Angela, you probably remember when we had it from the CBC, right? From the Canadian Broadcasting. But in any case, the fact that we get news from many, many different sources is a tremendous plus when you come to making these huge decisions about whether or not a country should go to war. And that's the theme today, is peace and war and the effects of both of them. And now we're going to hear John Prine's the same theme, what happens to people when they go to war. Sam Stone.
Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in the conflict overseas. And the time that he served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's Welcome Home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime. And Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling for $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like a thousand railroad trains. And eased his mind in the hours that he chose. While the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Mm-hmm. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life had lost its fun, there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the GI Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Mm-hmm.
Two days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green, sat down in a booth. Cafe there gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down. Said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling. So the letters came from an army camp in California, then Vietnam, and he told her of his heart. It might be love and all of the things he was so scared of. Except when it's getting kind of rough over here, I think of that day sitting down at the pier and I close. One Friday night at a football game, the Lord's Prayer said and the anthem sang. A man said, folks, would you bow your heads for a list of local Vietnam dead? Crying all alone under the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band, and one name read, and nobody really cared. But a pretty little girl with a bow in her head. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the letter says the soldier's coming. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the letter says the soldier's coming home.
We just heard Traveling Soldier by the Chicks, the story of a young man who goes off to war and doesn't come back.
And that was preceded by John Prine and Sam Stone. The set list will be up at the Folk Plus Radio Facebook page.
And now we're going to head on into Joe Jenks singing One Piece at a Time.
And this is a very poignant story about how soldiers come back, but maybe not as intact as they left. Joe Jenks.
Hoping for a new start, trying to find my way. A little bit of rebellion mixed with adventure far away. A family tradition to honor and to serve. The call of duty, now I'm down to my last nerve. Does anybody see me? Does anybody know what I've been through? Some folks gave their lives all at once, but I've given up my life one piece at a time. I had a job, I did it well, tried to trust the chain of command. What in the world was I thinking? Now I walk among the damned, living on the edge of life and death. Know it takes its toll. The loss of innocence, no stability, no control. Does anybody see me? Does anybody know what I've been through? Some folks gave their lives all that. I've given up my life one piece at a time. Where I second guess my choices, woulda, coulda, shoulda all the time. But on sleepless nights that doesn't help to find a reason or a rhyme. Pick up picking up the pieces, honoring the dead. Not much here I understand, and there's a war inside my head. But I am not expendable, I'm still living with the pain. Yes, there are ways that I survive, but I'm dying every day. Does anybody see me? Does anybody know what I've been through? Some folks gave their lives all at once, but I've given up my life one piece at a time. That the future holds more power than the past, I reach with forgiveness for a new life I hope will last. So put a candle in the window, help me see I'm not alone. Though I have changed, I need to step by step and day by day I find I'm taking back my life one piece at a time. Does anybody see me? Does anybody know what I've been through? Step by step and day by day I find I'm taking back my life. Yes, I'm taking back my life. I'm taking back my life one piece at a time. One piece at a
time. Have you seen Amanda Blaine in the hills of Shiloh, wandering in the morning rain through the hills of Shiloh? Have you seen her at her door, listening for the cannon's roar? And a man who went to war from the hills of Shiloh. Have you heard her mournful cries in the hills of Shiloh? Have you seen her haunted eyes in the hills of Shiloh? Have you seen her running down, searching through the sleeping town in her yellowed wedding gown in hills of Shiloh? Have you seen her standing there in the hills of Shiloh? Wind a blowing through her hair in the hills of Shiloh, for the sound of guns, listening for the rolling drums, and a man who never comes. Have you heard Amanda sing in the hills of Shiloh, whispering to her wedding ring in the hills of Shiloh? Hear her humming soft. Was ended 40 years ago in the hills of Shiloh.
You just heard In the Hills of Shiloh by Judy Collins, a very touching song about what happens to the people who stay home and how the war affects them.
Andrea, it's really great that you decided to come and help me tape this fun drive show. I really, really appreciate it. And it's for a fun drive show, and we are hoping people listening can think about the value that this radio station gives them and go to wjffradio.org. and pledge whatever it is you can afford. That would be wonderful. WGFFradio.org, anytime this week or right now or when you have time. Check out the website and pledge what you can.
And you can also listen to the shows again.
That's true. You
can find the website and move around in it, because it's a very interesting. There's a lot of great shows on WGFF and local happenings, and locally produced shows that are just terrific. Some of them interview shows, some of them music shows. There's so much available to us, and we so appreciate all the work that WGFF does. So,
you know, Andrea, we have a really interesting community.
We do, and one of the things that ties it together is WJFF.
That's true. JFF and many other little, you know, that's what Pete Seeger said. If the world is going to make it, and he said, I give it a 50-50 chance, it will be little, tons and tons and millions of little organizations.
I now figure very seriously, I think we have a 50-50 chance of having a human race here in 100 years. This implies that any grain of sand might tip the scales in the right direction or the wrong direction, and each of us is but a grain of sand. So, in effect, I'm encouraging people to be active in some way.
I'd like to see lots of little organizations working here and working there. The slogan is, think globally, act locally. And right in your hometown, if there's a union struggle going on, find a way to help them. If there's not, you might want to start one. You may be helping feed some people or helping some children learn to work together.
Wisdom from Pete Seeger.
And now we're going to go ahead and hear Travis John by Steve Einhorn and Kate Power.
Under a foreign sky, my fate awaits me. There but for God go I. Forsake me. I am a boy full of promise, full of freedom. And now the joy is dead and done. I am gone. Before the western sea,
strong, son. And now the joy is dead and done and gone.
Tracy Grammer of Tracy Grammer and Dave Carter recorded that on her Book of Sparrows release, and she called it a one-song peace movement. Of course, that was written by Kate Power, even though a lot of people think Tracy wrote it herself. And what's next, Andrea?
Phil Oakes, how cool.
So Phil Oakes is probably one of his most famous songs is I Ain't a Marchin' Anymore. The story of soldiers who, in good conscience, cannot go to the war that's going on right now.
Well, I marched to the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British War. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in a thousand different fights. I was there at the little big horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the war, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is that worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, but in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all war. Oh, I must have killed a million men, and now they want me back again, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the war, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? Japanese sky set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leader's screaming when they close the missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore.
Anymore.
I got your letter today, and I miss you all so much, yeah. I can't wait to see you all, and I'm counting the days, yeah. I still believe that there's gold at the end of the world, and I'll come home to Illinois on the day after tomorrow. It is so hard and it's cold here, and I'm tired of taking orders, and I miss old Rockford town up by the Wisconsin border. But I miss you, won't believe, shoveling snow and raking leaves, and my plane will touch down on the day after tomorrow. I can hold you, they fill us full of lies, everyone buys about what it means to be a soldier. I still don't know how I'm supposed to feel about all the blood that's been spilled. Will God on his throne get me back home on the day after tomorrow? You can't deny the other side. Don't wanna die any more than we do. What I'm trying to say, don't they pray to the same God that we do? Tell me, how does God choose? Whose prayers does he refuse? Who turns the wheel? Who throws the dice on the day after tomorrow? I'll be 21 today. saving all my pay. And my plane will touch down on the day after tomorrow. And my plane, it will touch down on the day after
And that was Tom Waits, The Day After Tomorrow. And now for a hopeful song about how to look at the world, understand that there's a time for everything, and move forward to peace.
To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time of love, a time of hate, a time of peace. I swear it's not too late. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven.
Let them in, Peter. They are very tired. Give them couches where the angels sleep and light those fires. Let them wake whole again to brand new dawns, fired with the sun, not wartime's bloody guns. May their peace be deep, Remember where the broken bodies lie. God knows how young they were to have to die. God knows how young they were to have to die. Them things they like, let them make some noise. Give roadhouse bands, not golden harps, to these our boys. And let them love Peter, 'cause they've had no time. They should have trees and bird songs and hills to climb. The taste of summer in a ripened pear, and girls sweet as meadow winds with flowing hair. Tell them how they are missed, and say not to fear. It's gonna be all right with us down.
And that, of course, was Let Them In by John Gorka, another story that addresses the soldiers who were killed and how we should think about them.
And I want to interrupt for a minute here, because John Gorka, on this huge field at a folk festival, sang this song, dedicating it to your husband. And it was touching for you. You remember that moment?
I do, and he did it again in Key West when we went to see him.
Oh, he did!
Yeah,
so
yeah, it was wonderful.
That's terrific. Do you want to say something about your amazing husband?
Okay, so the reason that this is such an important topic for me in particular is that, as many of you will know, I'm married to a Vietnam vet, a person who was a medic in the 101st Airborne during 67 and 68, which was during the Tet Offensive. And he's been a member of Veterans for Peace for decades, and feeling that the people who've actually been to war are the people who can really, really speak about the war. And so some of these songs reflect what happened to him. Some of them reflect my experience living with someone who's been to war, and some of it reflects the people who tried to stop the wars, depending upon what time of year, what time of the history it was. Everybody's been working. There's lots of people who've been working against going to war.
And doesn't Chuck do a cross-country on his motorcycle and see families of people that...
Yes, he does. Yeah, every year he's gone to see both the folks who came back and the families of folks who didn't come back. He goes on a long pilgrimage every fall on his motorcycle solo. Mm. And it's a very moving thing. Pardon the pun.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
a moving thing, get it?
There's nothing like people that have experienced what you've experienced, and then being in a room with them, you hardly have to talk. And he can be in that room with those people, and they're on a whole different level than those of us listening, even the artists that have created these songs.
Yes.
But I do want to remind people we're in a fun drive, and we would love you to call the station. No, we're in a fun drive, and it'd be great if you would go to our website, wgffradio.org, and find the buttons for pledging and donate what you can afford. Nothing is too little. We are a community, and every little bit helps, like a big jigsaw puzzle.
And if you can, it's a great thing to sign up to be a sound supporter. And you never have to think about donating again, because your money is coming every month to the radio station from your credit card. And also, the radio station then can depend on that funding as a steady source, and they can make plans more easily when they know that they have this much coming in each month. So please go to the website, wjffradio.org, and pledge as much as you can. Angela, thank you so much. It's been an honor to do this. I really enjoyed thinking about the songs and thinking about how they tied together, how important WJFF is and the information we get from WJFF. And the last song is a very hopeful song about the vine and fig tree.
And just before we hear the vine and fig tree, I want to thank you, Andrea, for doing this. You didn't have to do it, and I
thank
am
you.
So
oh, you're
thankful.
More than welcome.
You came up with the theme, you had the ideas for the songs, and I just... loved having you host, and we can do this anytime you'd like. I did meet Caroline Payton, who you will hear.
She's talking about how important public radio is to her.
She is, and this was taped at the Old Songs Festival 2012, 7 years before she passed. She went on to run Folk Legacy.
Hi, this is Caroline Payton from Folk Legacy Records over in Sharon, Connecticut, visiting here in the Catskills. And I just want to say how important public radio is to me in my daily life, running a business at home. Public radio is my constant companion for news and ideas and music, and I would be lost without it.
Carolyn went on to produce the Folk Legacy records, and maybe some of you listening have those. Here they are, singing together, Caroline and Sandy.
The vine and fig tree.
And every man neath this vine and fig tree shall live in peace and unafraid.
And every man neath this vine and fig tree shall live in peace and unafraid.
And into plowshares turn their swords. Nations shall learn war no more.
And into plowshares turn their swords. Nations shall learn war no more.
And every man neath his vine and fig tree shall live in peace and unafraid.
And every man neath his vine and fig tree shall live in peace and unafraid.
And into plowshares turn their swords. Nations shall learn war no more.
And into plowshares turn their swords. Nations shall learn war no more.
And every man beneath this vine and
Thanks, Andrea. We started with peace. We ended with peace. Please take a moment and honor what public radio means to you and your community station, and go to wjffradio.org and pledge. I'll be here on the radio next week, same time.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life, and if everybody actually paid, public radio would be swimming in money. But of course, public radio is free. That's important, that it's free for everybody. If and when you decide to donate, you're keeping this radio station on the air for the whole community. All of us who make these shows just want them to be out there for everyone. It's your donation that makes that possible. Here's how to pledge.
Keep Radio Catskill freely available to the entire community. Give now at wjffradio.org. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR. Made possible by listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org. Listen on air, live streaming at wjffradio.org, or ask your smart speaker to play Radio Catskill.